أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله أجمعين وأصحابه المنتجبين. أما بعد، قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم: وما كان لنفس أن تموت إلا بإذن الله كتابا مؤجلا. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most gracious. Respectable audience, distinguished listeners, honorable viewers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for joining us in this lesson. Today, God willing, we are going to talk about divine decree and divine destiny. Or in another word, we are going to talk about free will and fatalism and predestination. You might be well aware that predestination and free will is one of those most complicated and controversial philosophical issues. And the Holy Quran has touched this very important topic too. And for sure, if we could interpret, if we could have a very logical realization of this topic, it will be in a taste a very nice concept. It is very good concept. But there is a misunderstanding of this concept. It would entail the most destructive and detrimental consequences and aftermath. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, let's talk about this concept beginning from the lexical and technical definition of these words. In Arabic, you know, these terms have been called as qada and qadar. Both of these two words mean to measure. If you measure something, that is called qada, qadar, sorry. If you measure something, it means you have made a qadar, you have defined the limit in the extent of something, you have actually defined it is qadar. Almighty Allah in one of the surahs says, the treasures are with us, but I send you biqadarim ma'loom, a precise amount of this is being sent to you, the human beings. So qadar means measure. To measure something, you have to estimate something, to precisely determine the amount and the size or scale of something, it is called qadar. So qadha, what does qadha mean? Qadha means to finalize, to issue the final verdict, to say the final say of yours and have the final decision. And then when you are done, when you say that it is my final word, and you say that is completely the last word of mine, and you did it, you acknowledge this, that is called qadha. Because of this, the judges are called qadhi in Arabic language, because they issue the final say in word and verdict about particular cases. Whenever they issue their final judgment, their final say about a particular case, then there is no any other say on their verdicts. Because of this, that is called qadha. So what does divine decree and destiny mean? You might remind that in the previous sessions, we proved that Almighty Allah's oneness should be taken into account in various realms and various dimensions. One of them was this, that Almighty Allah is the creator alone. Even when we take bread, when we speak, all are done, all are performed by the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. If Almighty Allah does not want us, for sure we will not be able to speak a word. We will not be able to utter a single word, because all we have, even our existence, the continuance of our existence, our life, all are derived and all are taken from Almighty Allah's will, blessing and consent. If Almighty Allah is not satisfied, if Almighty Allah does not will, or if he wished that one's life should be disconnected, the moment he wills, the moment he is dead. But again, when there is a talk about Almighty Allah's will, Almighty Allah's consent, Almighty Allah's pleasure, again we should believe that Almighty Allah's will and consent is based on wisdom. It is not something arbitrary. It is not something unwise. No, all are running on firm cause and effect system. As we once talked about this topic, I mean cause and effect. The world is running on the base of, on this most important philosophical principle of cause and effect. This is to be taken into account. So it should be kept in mind, dear listeners and respectable audience, that when we are talking about Almighty Allah's destiny, Almighty Allah's decree, we mean that Almighty Allah has created for every single phenomenon a particular and precise limit, extent, time, place, position, state. All are to be observed precisely. Almighty Allah has created particular and precise limit, extent, in different dimensions, from different perspective, Almighty Allah has created certain limit, time limit, whatever you call, a special limit, a special extent. So Almighty Allah has created particular extent, life, death, beginning, end for every single phenomenon. Almighty Allah has created a specific limit, a particular beginning and end for all these phenomena. So all are rotating around Almighty Allah's will, Almighty Allah's destination, Almighty Allah's predefined decree and destiny. It is called qada and qadar. When we say that everything has particular measure, Almighty Allah has defined particular measure for every phenomenon, it means that they can never live longer than their limit. They cannot live longer than their predefined destination, than their predefined divine decree. It is very much important. But the question arises that if everything or if all the things rotate around Almighty Allah's will and pleasure, so where our will goes? Is there any room left for the human's will? Should the human beings feel free? Are the human beings totally enforced to do their actions or not? They have something, they have will, they have free determination, they have free choice. So later on we will talk about this, but let me define this divine decree and destiny in the light of the Holy Quran. Prior touching this topic in the light of the Holy Quran, it should be mentioned that we have two types of divine decree. One of them is scientific divine decree. Another is practical divine decree. The first, scientific or theoretical divine decree, means that all the limits of everything, the limits of all the phenomena are in the knowledge of Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah has knowledge of all the extents of the phenomena. It means, in another word, Almighty Allah possesses the knowledge of every phenomenon, life and death. Everything, even a single leaf, does not come in the ground except by the permission and will of Almighty Allah. And this is also written in the Holy in a preserved tablet. We call it Lawh Mahfuz. It means everything is dear with Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah has knowledge. Almighty Allah is all the knowledgeable. Almighty Allah is the omnipotent. Almighty Allah is the omniscient. It means the knowledge of everything is with Almighty Allah. Nothing escapes from His knowledge, or His knowledge covers everything, the extent of everything, the limit of everything. This is called theoretical or scientific divine decree. Another type of divine decree is practical. Practical means that existentially takes place. For example, if Almighty Allah has defined a certain limit for a particular human, so for sure that particular individual will die at that moment that which is defined by Almighty Allah. More than that, a particular or certain individual cannot live, because Almighty Allah has said, till this period of time or till this spot, I have permitted you to live. But more than that, you are not allowed to live. So an accident might occur, different types of incidents would occur that he will die. And he will go from this world, he passes away. The practical divine decree means that a certain phenomenon would reach to its expiry date, or a particular individual will die. Dear listeners and respectable audience, about the theoretical or scientific divine decree, there are various verses of the Holy Quran. One of them is this, that وَمَا كَانَ لِنَفْسٍ أَن تَمُوتَ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ كِتَابًا مُؤَجَّلًا. It means no one can die except by the permission of Almighty Allah. Our life and death is in the control of Almighty Allah. It means Almighty Allah does have control over our life and death, both of them. We should not think that Almighty Allah's creature resembles like that of the clockmaker's one. No. Yes, in the clockmakers, if the clockmaker is not present, yes, the clock runs. But the universe is not like that. And this analogy is fallacious, that is not very much true in respect with Almighty Allah. As it was said, our whole existence, in hundreds of the seconds, we cannot live by our own selves. We depend on Almighty Allah's blessings, and Almighty Allah's blessings should be constant, should be everlasting, otherwise we will not be able to live. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, Almighty Allah has said that وَمَا كَانَ لِنَفْسٍ أَن تَمُوتَ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ كِتَابًا مُؤَجَّلًا. No one can die except by the permission of Almighty Allah. And that is also written in the preserved tablet, in Lawh Mahfuz. But again, dear, it should be mentioned, dear listeners, that we have two types of ajal. Sometimes this ajal is predetermined, and that is designated by Almighty Allah. That is called ajalum musamma. It means Almighty Allah has designated this period, has determined this period, has specified, has pinpointed this ajal for us. This is called ajalun musamma. But sometimes that is ajalun muajjal, or that is a specific period, but is still, that is not finalized. Is still, you can change that. For example, Almighty Allah says that Hassan or Ali, for example, will die at this period on these conditions. This expiry date is designated considering all the conditions, that is called ajalun musamma. Even if he be very much humble, submissive, and gentle towards his parents, again his ajalun musamma cannot be changed. But in ajalun mu'ajjal, in an unspecified expiry date, this date can be extended to a longer period. he can be given a more respite. He can be given a more time to live in this world by doing good actions. For example, he was supposed to die on Monday. But due to giving charity, due to being more submissive and gentle towards his parents, Almighty Allah extended his life in this world so that he has to be able to gain more rewards. He has to be able to have the best deeds in this world, more than he had. So Almighty Allah extends his life. What does divine decree mean here? Almighty Allah, when he specifies a certain date for one's death, as it was mentioned, this can be supposed into two types. Sometimes this expiry date is predetermined, that is fixed, that is not alterable, that is not changeable, that is the final verdict of Almighty Allah. That is called Ajalun Musamma. That is his destiny, that he has to die at this particular date. But sometimes this date is not yet predetermined, that is not determined yet. That is not determined yet precisely. Almighty Allah says, he will die at this day or on this day. But if he did some good actions, for sure, these good actions will extend his life. We will extend the span of his life. He will not die on that particular date. Rather, he will die on another date. So these are the practical and theoretical divine decree. Since it is a very difficult topic, once again, I'm going to reiterate, I'm going to summarize it. Theoretical divine decree means that Almighty Allah knows the conditions, the circumstances, that all the phenomena where and when would expire. This is the theoretical divine decree. All the phenomena, including all the properties, where, when, in which circumstance, how, who will be the killer, who will die, what will happen, all these details are for sure covered by Almighty Allah's knowledge. This is theoretical divine decree. But the practical divine decree means that it occurs, that is called that Almighty Allah's divine decree has occurred. It was what Almighty Allah has predefined. It is what Almighty Allah has predetermined. For example, about the practical or objective divine decree, Almighty Allah says in the Holy Quran, وَمَا نُنَزِّلُهُ إِلَّا بِقَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ. Or in another verse, Almighty Allah says, والله يقدر الليل والنهار. It means that, practically talking, objectively, in the existential world, in the objective world, everything occurs, everything takes place by the permission of Almighty Allah. All are happening concurrent to Almighty Allah's knowledge. All happens concurrent to Almighty Allah's knowledge about the expiry date of these phenomena. None of them occur without Almighty Allah's will, without Almighty Allah's permission. About this very important concept, there is a very beautiful and interesting tradition from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, whom was asked about the definition of divine decree and destiny. Our sixth infallible Imam says about this very important concept as follows. هي الهندسة ووضع الحدود من البقاء والفناء والقضاء هو الإبرام وإقامة العين. It means that divine decree is the very divine measurement of the things and phenomena. When Almighty Allah measures, that how much of the sustenance should be given to the human beings, or how much of these, we can say, water, for example, should flow in this river, or how much should flow in that river, or, for example, how much rain should fall, all are Almighty Allah's divine measurement of the things. All are included in controlling and management of the universe. For example, Almighty Allah says, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا يَعْلَمُ مُسْتَقَرَّهَا وَمُسْتَوْدَعَهَا. Almighty Allah provides the sustenance of every animal, everything, everyone, the animals, the human beings, all are reliant on Almighty Allah's will, on Almighty Allah, that He has to provide them sustenance. Almighty Allah knows the place of those who stay like the human beings, and knows the place of those who travels. He does not have the instinct. He does not have the power to save money or sustenance for him. There are some animals that they cannot reserve, they cannot save, or they cannot have savings for themselves. But Almighty Allah provides sustenance for them. Because Almighty Allah says, it is my duty that I have to provide you this sustenance. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, the very complicated question comes here in our talk, in our topic, and that is, what is the relation between the divine decree and that of the human's free will and their volitional acts, or their volition, or their free choice and free will? For example, when now I am talking, don't I have any free will, any free choice, either to choose this word or another word, to use this synonym or other synonym, to use these antonyms or other antonyms? Don't I have this free will? Or don't you have to change the channels of the TV or the satellites? Or don't you have this free will to buy any laptop you like, or any, for example, devices you like? For sure you have, in every one of us. Every one of us find this by immediate knowledge. The philosophers call it immediate knowledge, means ilm al-huduri. Every one of us find this, that either should I do this or that, that is under my control. But again, it should be kept in mind, to talk monotheistically, we should say that it can be ascribed to me, it can also be ascribed to Almighty Allah. But me, in the sense of being a direct agent of doing this particular action, how it can be ascribed to Almighty Allah, because He is the source of power, He has given me the authority, He is as casual agent, fa'ilun sababi. He has given us this authority, He has given us this strength and power to be able to do these certain tasks. So now, what is the relation between this divine decree and that of the human's free will? From one hand, we believe that everything comes from Almighty Allah. Everything origins from Almighty Allah's will, consent, pleasure, and will. This is first. Secondly, the human beings are given free will and free determination. They have this free will. How? Because they can feel it. They can find it by their immediate knowledge. For example, to cook food in the house or to go to the restaurants. That is their choice. Whatever suits them best, they do this. And due to this, they will be held accountable and responsible in the life hereafter. If they were forced to do certain tasks without considering their free will and their free choice, for sure, it was absurd to talk of their accountability. It was illogical to talk of their accountability, because they would have said that we were forced to do these actions. It was my destiny that I had to kill this or that. I was forced to, for example, create such things. So neither reward nor chastisement would have been meaningful. All of them would have been absurd and illogical if the human being's destinies and fate were predefined and predetermined and the same.